So what about Stetsasonic?
No, don't get me wrong. See, I love Stetsasonic. Now, see, I'm talking about sampling records.
Well, in that case...
Hello, everyone. Welcome back and stuff.
It's TGIF Radio here.
It is. You want to take the? You want to finish it?
No.
You interrupted me, so I assumed you.
Well,
wanted
you paused for breath, and I took the lead.
It wasn't even a breath. I was just being awkward, ironically.
Anyways, this is TGIF Radio. What else am I supposed to say after this?
Welcome to the highlight of your week, and there's
TGIF
really
TGIF Radio. Welcome to the highlight of your week because we rock, and we know that you have. We're so important to your life that you just have to take time out of your day to listen to us.
And I'm thinking this is just going to be like a regular thing with Boggin not being here.
Or something. He keeps getting injured and shit.
I don't know. Like, I think, should he just be the official special guest? We're going to have to talk to him about this.
If he keeps doing this.
Yeah. Well, oh well. It's whatever. It's his thing. If he doesn't want to show up, then it's his loss. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sucks to be him. Oh, yeah, that's right. Here, just a second.
What?
We're going to need to call him.
We're going to call him now?
No, wait. Well, here, let's see if he'll... Here.
No, I'll call him with the show number. Give me his number.
Okay.
I was thinking we were going to call him for the unrecorded gold segment, but whatever.
I told him to call in, but I don't know if he got that. So.
Oh. Well, the thing's open. If he doesn't call in... No, how about this? We won't call him now. If he calls in, then that's good. If he doesn't, we'll call him in the unrecorded gold. Sound good? We'll just do that.
But,
it'll be
but,
all right.
But
don't worry. But, be happy now.
Fine. I don't even care.
You don't? No. Why are you here then? I can do this by myself.
No.
No, that would just be weird because then I'd be talking to myself like the whole time.
I wonder if you could do that. Just sit and be like, oh, dude, Renee, wasn't that show awesome? Oh, dude, I know Renee. It was great.
So awkward.
Just talk back and forth with yourself.
Maybe we'll do that sometime, but I won't. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I
hope not happen. But anyway,
I'll listen to the show just to laugh at you.
We opened one of these things called phone lines. I guess the one phone line. It's our phone number. Okay. 740-377 TGIF. Or if you hate numbers in your phone numbers. Then that's letters in your phone numbers. I'm stupid sometimes.
It ain't no thing.
740-377-8443. I wanted to kick this off with something that I realized yesterday.
Yes.
Cursive handwriting is dumb.
Cursive handwriting.
Yes.
I had a teacher in fifth grade made us write the whole year in nothing but cursive.
But
next
why?
Year rolled around, I never wrote cursive again.
Why is it so important to those poor misguided teachers?
Because you look really important when you write in cursive.
It's not. I think they just want everyone's handwriting to look nice. You know how my handwriting looks. Mine looks like a chicken that has like you've been feeding it and putting it on a caffeine drip for like 7 days, and then you like just put ink on its feet and put it on a piece of paper. That's what my handwriting looks like. It's bad.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah. So they tried teaching me cursive. I was like, nah, no. I'm not doing this.
You want to see cursive?
It's a little thing I call the keyboard. I can write my essays like this. I don't need no fancy pencils. That's wasting trees anyway. Come on. Get with the real.
You guys suck, global warmers.
It's the future. Yay. Don't need no cursive. Yeah, but I don't understand why they taught it to us, because they would start teaching us to it in like second grade, and they'd be like, you're going to need this for high school. And yet in high school, you're going to need this for college. If they still are teaching it to you in high school, they didn't for me, but I've heard cases where that can happen.
So like, some teachers make you write nothing but cursive. I've never had a teacher. And so any second graders listening here, fuck them.
Yeah, you're not gonna use cursive ever. Fight the system. Do it.
Fight the man. Dude, we're like cursive anarchists.
You think? I don't know, because
no,
you don't
cursive!
Need it.
Cursive! Down with cursive!
That happened to me, like, when I first started working for the Clark County Fair. They I brought in my social security card because they said I needed it, and there's a part on it where you can sign it, and because my handwriting's terrible and I don't know cursive, I never signed it. And I was like 13, no, I was 14 when I first brought it in. And I go in there and says, well, you got to sign it, otherwise we can't accept this and you're not hired. And I just made up my signature on the spot. All I really did was I would do the first letter of my name and connect it to the second letter with like a kind of a curved line, so it would kind of blend in with the shape of the next letter.
Oh, that, actually, yeah, I do have a cursive signature.
Oh, really?
It's Jared Willa.
Willa?
Willa.
Cool.
Because I just write so fast, the AMS.
AMS isn't there.
It's just too much work.
That could be your rap name, Willa.
Jared Willa.
W-I-L-L-I. Willy. Or Willa? Willa? What's up, Willa?
We got Jay Willa on the line.
Yeah. It'd be cool. Yeah, but cursive. Pointless.
Yes.
Don't use it. If you do use it, like, in regular day-to-day fashion, you just wasted, like, so much of your life right there.
Yeah.
You really did. I'm sorry, you just...
I spent, like, half a year... Didn't spend half a year. Wasted half a year of, like, second...
Yeah?
Of, like, all the grades put together of doing nothing but cursive.
Yeah.
And it was a waste.
It was...
I mean, I know how to do it now. I mean... I'm a master at cursive, even though it's bullshit.
I only do it for my signature, which isn't even correct, because I'm pretty sure I'm doing the S wrong, the R wrong, the E's wrong.
No, see, that's the thing. They teach us proper cursive, and then now that we're all grown up, all the grown-ups use, like, they don't do, like, the proper cursive R or S, you know, like, the S is, like, all fancy-like.
Yeah.
It's just... regular R and regular S in the middle of cursive, and they make it look like cursive.
Yeah, it's just, it's meant to look fancy, but it's just, it really serves no purpose. Like, I really think it was only for people who would do, like, calligraphy in, like, the 1500s. Something I swear to God, the people who would, like, put all the pictures next to the first letter in every sentence, those guys, they needed cursive. No one else did, because everyone else was illiterate. Duh!
I like your thinking.
Yeah.
I like it.
You don't need it, just, whatever, man. I'm going to become a second grade teacher so I don't even so I can be like, cursive is dumb, kids. And you tell that to anybody who says otherwise.
Anybody and everybody you see.
Yeah, I'd get fired, but
I'd get fired so fast, it'd be hilarious.
Yeah. Something else I wanted to talk about. Have you ever tried going to a place that's in the process of being remodeled and is still open?
You wouldn't be talking about McDonald's now, would you?
Well, I am in this case, but have you ever, like,
yeah,
McDonald's or some other place?
I'm trying to remember. I know I have. I'm just trying to remember the name of the place. Anyways.
But, yeah, there's a McDonald's pretty close to my house. And yesterday, I was going in there because, let's see, I'd had a Hot Pocket for dinner. So that wasn't keeping my appetite down. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get two large fries and a Coke. Because that's what Americans do, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to the McDonald's, and me and my mom had this weird convoluted plan where I would ride in with my mom to Safeway, and she would go into Safeway, and I'd just walk across the street to the McDonald's. And they're in the process of remodeling this McDonald's right now. I almost called it a McDonald's.
Yeah, I know. No, I decided not to call you on it.
I got myself. Let's see. I was walking up to there, and they're remodeling this thing. There's like drywall everywhere, and you know, big people yelling, "Why don't you work?" They're just throwing tools on the ground. Anyway,
something like that.
Yeah, you don't know that.
You've been there before.
That's what people on construction crews do, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
I've been on a construction crew.
Cool.
Building a barn.
Did you throw hammers at people?
No.
Passersby?
Yeah, I've tossed like, "Hey, hammer!" Like,
oh, crap. Awesome.
And they caught it.
Yeah.
I had a game of hammer toss with one of my buddies. Anyways, that's beside the
point. I'd like to juggle hammers sometime. But anyway, I'm walking into this McDonald's, and the door is wide open to the lobby, okay? You got to note that fact. The door is wide open.
Yes.
I walk into the lobby. I'm waiting for someone to get to the register. Nobody gets up there for like 30 seconds. And then some fat person walks out of the McDonald's and is like, you can't come in here. The lobby's closed. I was like, what are you talking about? It still makes me mad thinking about it because the door is wide open. And she says, there's a big sign out in front of the door. I was like, what sign? And I walk outside in the front of the door.
Well, if the door was closed, maybe I would have seen the freaking sign.
Exactly. But the thing that was, they did have this big sign out there. But I was walking up behind the sign. Like, it was pointing away from me. There was no way I could have read the sign because the writing was on the other side of the piece of plastic.
Did you start ranting in the middle of the thing? Just be like, this is bullshit! It's a conspiracy?
A conspiracy against Americans and their wishes to get french fries and all that good fatty stuff. No, I actually just like, okay, what am I supposed to do? Walk through the drive-thru? And she says, no, you have to take a car. Shut up! And I left. I didn't tell her to shut up.
So you're telling me, if I don't drive, I don't get food here.
Exactly.
Do you have any idea how much business you're losing right now?
Yeah, so I text my mom, let her know what happened in the stupid lobby, and she says, oh, well, just come back to Safeway then. And I'm walking back to Safeway, and I see this guy I know. You probably know him. His name's Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's driving out of the Safeway. I didn't know it was him at first. He waves at me through the car, because he's driving. He just so happens to be driving. I'm like, whoa, come, stop. Can you please take me in the drive-thru to the McDonald's?
Can you imagine? You see one of your casual acquaintances from school, like, oh, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Hey, stop. What's up?
Yeah.
Take me through the drive-thru.
You
right
know,
now.
I think he was actually stopping to talk to me, and I was like, hey, would you mind taking me through the drive-thru to the McDonald's? And I was like, no. It was fine. I got my fries eventually.
He was chill with it?
Yeah.
Dude, I've walked through the drive-thru. I mean, it was like 3 a.m, but I did.
Really? They didn't think anything of it?
Oh, they thought a lot of it. They just gave us our food, though.
Did they yell at you?
No.
Or were they laughing? Because
I think they're more creeped out than anything.
Creeped out?
Well, come on. This was like last summer or something.
Okay. If you wanted to make them laugh, you could have been on a bicycle. A tandem bicycle. One of those two-seater ones, you know?
No, we stood by the sign because it was like 2 a.m, so there's no cars around.
Yeah.
But we're, you know, by that big sign where it talks to you?
Mm-hmm.
It asks you your order and whatnot. Like, sitting there like, hello? Anybody there?
And
then someone's like, hey, make car noises. So we sat there for like half an hour. Staring at the sign, and it didn't work. We had to walk up to the window where you pay. We had to order there.
This is before you had your license, I'm assuming.
Yep.
No, because I think what they do is, like, there's a wire you drive over, and...
No, we stomped up and down right there, just like, oh, I think there's a wire or something you walk on, so we're like, stomp. Yeah, they're... I mean, they must have motion detectors. No, they had motion.
Well, there's a camera, at least. I've seen the camera before.
Yeah, me too. They must just hate us.
There's, like, those weirdos standing by the sign, they're probably just panhandling. That's what teenagers do, right? No? Okay, moving on. I'm fired.
No, did I tell you about panhandling?
No, you panhandled before?
Well, sort of. It was half dare, half just kind of, I was really bored.
Uh-huh.
But I put a paper bag over my head and cut holes in it so I could see and held up a sign, do you want my autograph, on the side of the road? My brother Bo was on the other side of the road with a little sign that said, we need a dollar. We made like $7 that day.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. My dad's trying to call me. I don't know. I'm just going to... It's probably important. Hello? Hi, I'm doing the show right now. Oh. Okay, bye. He's getting a pizza.
Oh, dude, heck yeah.
Oh, I really should have put that on speaker. My bad.
It's all good.
It probably didn't even hear me at all.
No, I heard it a little bit.
Yeah. Did anyone want your autograph, though? Back to the original thing? Cool.
Yeah. A couple people stopped over. Can I get your autograph? I'm like, yeah.
Awesome. It was probably, like, just a couple, like, bored girls with nothing to do, right?
No, they're fat, crackhead, bored girls.
Oh. Well, I was close. Am I right?
You were very close. They were just fat, crackheads.
I guess things.
No, it was funny, though. We had good times.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about this, too. It's something I'm reading on Gizmodo right now. The title of this article is pretty cool. Man used a loophole in the law to pay $16 for a $330,000 house.
Whoa, wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Think about it.
$16.
Yep.
And he paid $16 and got a $330 house.
Mm-hmm. $330,000.
I would like to meet this man and shake his hand.
Well, I'll just read this then. Kenneth Robinson beat the system. We should all be Kenneth Robinson. Kenneth Robinson president. Kenneth. Why the fuss? Because Robinson found a loophole in the law that let him pay $16 to own a $330,000 house. It's a little-known law called adverse possession, where you can avoid the inconvenience and expense for applying for a traditional mortgage. He supposedly spent months and months researching the law and combing through listings to find the perfect house that would fit within the requirements of the law. And he found a house in a town called Flower Mound, Texas. It's in Texas.
I'd rent it out.
You'd rent it?
No, I'd rent it out. I mean, $330 house, that's
$330,000.
Whatever.
You keep saying, like, oh, 16 bucks, but that's like, what, 80% off, right?
No, dude, that's a spendy house, and that's a big house, and you could rent it out for a lot, especially for something you got.
Mm-hmm. But
16. I want
to
cry.
Yeah. Let's see. This says the perfect storm of events that happened to make the house available was that the house foreclosed, the original owner abandoned his mortgage, and the mortgage company closed shop. All Robinson had to do was file paperwork at the courthouse saying that he claimed ownership of the property, and the paperwork cost $16.
So you can just say you claim.
Well, it's you gotta let's see, what did he say? The house had got foreclosed on.
Yeah.
And the guy who owned the house and he got foreclosed on, he was like, screw this mortgage, because he didn't want that anymore. And the mortgage company that he was with closed. So there's no mortgage.
So that house like literally had nobody owning it.
It was just standing there. There was no guy owning it, no bank owning it, no mortgage on it. And he was all like, you know what? I want this house. And okay, and that'll be $16 for these papers. Alrighty then. And he gets a house.
What a badass.
It's
dude.
Awesome, right?
Dude, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my word. My mind just blew.
Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Under the law that Robinson exposed, if someone were to move into the abandoned home, they would have exclusive negotiating rights with the original owner. If the original owner wanted the squatter, that's in quotes, to leave, the owner would have to pay off his mortgage, and the bank would have to file a lawsuit against the squatter to get him evicted. And if that doesn't happen, under Texas occupancy laws, Robinson believes the house will be his as long as he stays there for at least 3 years. So he's got to be in there for about 3 years, and if nobody sues him, then he's all good. I guess he's off the hook.
Well, someone starts suing me, I'd be like, all right, bye.
Yeah, this house is no longer mine. Take my $16. let's see.
Here's $16. Don't sue me.
Yeah, of course, everyone in this neighborhood is going to be pissed. How did you do that? Actually, I don't even think they'd be pissed just because he got the house for $16. I think they'd be more pissed because it's a black guy in their neighborhood. Honestly.
Dude, that guy's so... That's so
neighborhoods
awesome.
In Texas like that, they're scary, man. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but you ever watched the British Top Gear?
No.
Okay. There's they did a thing where it was right around where they were having the campaign in 2008, and they took three cars into the deep, deep south. It might not have been Texas. It might have been Mississippi
deep south.
Maybe. I have no idea. They brought three cars out there, and... there's three hosts, and they all switch cars temporarily.
Yeah.
And they wrote things on them with like that paint that people put on their windows to celebrate the graduation. They painted on the side of the car.
I had a story about that paint. But
really?
You were saying?
Just a minute.
I'll get back.
They painted on those cars, and they put things on there like, let's see, what do I remember? NASCAR sucks, and Hillary for president. And I'm cool with the gays. And of course, them doing that in the deep south, guess what happened?
What?
They had to stop at a gas station, and the lady who owned the gas station comes out and she's like, "There's a hit town, you can't do that, I'm calling the boys." And who are the boys? They're like 10 guys in one pickup truck throwing rocks at these dudes. They were getting rocks thrown at them at a gas station in Texas.
Dude, I would haul ass out of there so
fast. And they got out of there. They had to pull over to the side of the road and like wash their cars off with Coca-Cola because that's all they had to clean their cars off.
Dude, that's freaking tough.
I know, but it's scary there sometimes, man.
They got
like be careful.
Oh, wow.
It's messed up. But you had a story about the paint they use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I parked my truck in a parking lot because I went with one of my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever we were going, I don't even remember. I think we're going up to someone's house.
Yeah.
But I rode with him, and I come back, and someone had written with that stuff on the back of my window. single and hating it, and then my phone number.
Ha! Had to have been someone you knew then.
Yeah, one of my buddies, because he was parked in that same parking lot with his girlfriend.
Nice.
I was like, dude, was that you? He's like laughing his ass off. No, it wasn't me. Yeah, it was him. It was him.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, no, I look at it and I'm trying to think, like, all right, this is kind of embarrassing, but if I actually keep it there, I might get a call.
Yeah?
I scrubbed it off.
Yeah,
but...
well, like right then with Coca-Cola, right?
I had an extra shirt in the back and I just like got it wet and scrubbed it down.
Is that all it takes that like you just do water for that paint? Because I've never used that stuff before.
Yeah,
I don't...
it's so easy to wash off.
Okay, good. I've never really planned on using it before. Like maybe I'll use it for when I graduate, but probably not because it's still not technically my car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I told that. Like I'm just under my parents' insurance plan. So until that happens, like unless maybe I can get express permission from them, yeah, you can ride on our car with paint. No problem. Then, you know... maybe it'd be all good, but...
I figure my truck's my truck, and I can kind of do what I want.
Exactly. Yours is, like, if you look at it really close, it looks like it's falling apart.
Yeah, dude, it's almost paid off.
Yeah? How much did you pay for it anyway?
Oh, well, this paycheck, I'm going to be paying $500, then I'll have $700 left to pay off.
Hey, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Did you actually get it from a... burp. Did you actually get it from a dealership?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Guy off Craigslist. My uncle got it all figured out for me.
Oh. Okay, because I was thinking, if you had done this yourself, that would have been awesome. We have a phone call really quick. Hold on. Hello, you're on the internet. Who's this?
Hey, Renee.
Hello, how's it going?
Good.
Were you listening? This is Clara. You remember that.
Remember her, Clara.
Right?
What's up?
Were you listening to the live stream by chance? You told me you might not be able to.
No, I just actually got off work, like literally just right now.
Oh.
I called you.
Okay. We're talking about paint on cars.
Yeah, you know those little paint pens that you can write on windows and whatnot with?
Oh, like where people are like, oh my gosh, I just graduated, class of 2011.
Yep. Exactly, that just was the like example that. I used.
Yep.
Ah.
Yeah. And there was also...
ghetto and trashy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I think it's awesome. So,
well, there was those things, and we were talking about earlier. What do you think about cursive handwriting?
I think you should only do it if it looks pretty. If your cursive is ugly, you should just write in plain hand.
Yeah, Renee, plain hand.
Okay, but ooh, that brings up another point. Because I can't write cursive. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can't write like normally either.
That's true. I forgot what I was saying. But what about people that can't really read cursive? I have problems reading cursive.
Me too.
Okay.
If you can't read cursive and you see someone writing something to you in cursive, you should be like, oh, no, man, you better write this in plain
hand. No, this is not happening in my neighborhood, no.
You don't do this in my town.
What else was there? I don't know. We haven't really moved much beyond what I just said.
Oh, that's right. I was going to talk about Thor.
Thor?
Oh, my gosh. There's a police car going by.
Flip him off.
Oh, no. It's an ambulance. Never mind. Not as cool.
Flip him off.
Don't, because they're saving lives, okay? You don't want to be distracting them with road rage.
Flip him
off. It ain't cool. All right? It's not going to work. But you wanted to say something about Thor?
It's awesome. You need to see it.
I...
what? You don't want to see it?
I haven't been hearing all that many good things about it, honestly.
What?
I just,
Well, I want to throw something at you.
No, you don't. I'm just cutting you off right there.
So I wanted to say something, all right?
Okay, what was that?
I wanted to say that Jared is a big fat loser, because he didn't return my Facebook message.
When did you send me a Facebook message?
When's the last time you logged on to Facebook, though, really?
My last status update, when was that?
I don't know. But you know for sure that that's right?
Yeah.
The status update, I'm gonna figure this out right now. Typing.
I think the last status update was the one about walking into the girl's bathroom.
No, I think it was the one about being a UFC fighter.
Yeah, he said something about
that was it.
Being a UFC fighter, that was June 24th.
Yeah, that was last
That time. Was like a month ago.
Something like that, yeah.
You can log on to Facebook here. I don't mind.
I'm giving you evil glares over the phone.
Uh-oh. What are we going to do about that? I think we could always hang up.
We could always hang up?
That would be mean, but...
Well, if you really want to talk to me, you got my phone number. You can text me or something.
True.
I'm in the mountains in the boonies, where the only cell phones that work are U.S. Cellular, and I have AT&T.
I don't even... What is U.S. Cellular?
But you still have connection to the internet?
Yeah, well, it's my grandparents. Like, they have a restaurant and a motel, so...
It's a terrible connection, though. Like, honestly, you can't even go on Skype and YouTube at the same time. It's bad.
I've never tried that.
No, you can Skype, Dropbox, YouTube, uTorrent, Facebook, and something else all at the same time.
Well, it's a few more things than what I said, but I'm right also. Especially if you crank that Skype quality up to high. What? High quality Skype for the win.
That's right, Skype. That's right.
You forgot what Skype was.
Don't judge me, okay?
Oh, you're sad.
I judge you on a regular basis.
You're lucky you're over in Kentucky or whatnot.
Yeah,
North Carolina.
North Carolina now.
I would fight you.
It was Kentucky last week, I think.
No, I've not been to Kentucky since I've been there.
Whatever, you've been...
That makes a whole lot of sense.
You're in Kentucky for like the last... Whatever, a whole bunch of times. So, anyway, are you going to be getting on a live stream soon?
Probably not.
Okay, well, if...
That involves me walking over to the hotel and turning on my computer and remembering what the web address is.
Okay, because right up until... you know what the web address is?
Something WordPress?
TGIFradio.wordpress.com. How could it be more simple?
You know what? Don't make me hurt you.
Good luck doing that over the phone, eh?
You know what? I know where your weak spots are.
Oh, no. Weak spots? I have them, but they're not real.
Yeah, like, weak spots do not exist.
But anyway, if you do manage to get on the live stream, we're going to be doing, since we're getting close to the end, we got about 3 minutes, we're going to be doing our unrecorded gold segment, which is where we just kind of ramble after the show, and it's not recorded, so don't miss out on that. Maybe we can keep that up till 6:30. I don't know, it depends on when my mom gets home and makes dinner. Actually, no, my dad's getting a pizza.
Yeah.
And plus we still need to call Bogdan.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you hear what happened to Bogdan, Clara?
I heard that Bogdan had like a concussion, right?
Yeah, he got shot in the back of the head with a paintball gun.
Yeah, I heard that.
Of course, when he told me this, he...
I did not laugh at all when I heard that. Nope, there was no laughing.
No, when I hear it, I was like, yeah, Bogdan's got a concussion. Oh, what happened? Oh, he got shot in the back of the head. Of course, me, I think he got mugged, and some guy blasted him in the head with a .45. People have survived that.
Yeah.
On occasion.
Definitely. You ever heard of Phineas Gage?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy who
studied that in psychology.
Railroad spike driving through his head, and he survived that.
I mean, of course, he turned into a complete lunatic, and he wasn't the same person, but it just...
Yep.
I could bore you guys for hours, but I took a psychology class. It was actually kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, Clara, we're gonna hang up on you right now, because we're going to be wrapping it up in a bit, but you can always... we might call you back in the unrecorded gold, so expect that.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Cool. That was like the first honest phone call that we've gotten for like the past 5 shows.
Something like that, yeah.
Seriously.
We've gotten like 2 phone calls in one.
Yeah?
That was kind of cool.
Oh, that was like, who was that? That was Clara and I think my grandma, right?
Yeah.
Probably. I'm not even sure.
Well, now
sure
I feel less popular, thanks.
Hey, if you told more of your friends about it, then...
My friends don't have Facebooks. Or if they do, they wouldn't.
Oh, really? I don't even know who you're friends with, so I don't know. That probably doesn't even matter. But what was I talking about? I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know. I'm staring at this one thing.
Jared's got like a magic wand filled with glitter in it.
You know, it's like filled with water, and it's like a long tube, and it's got those glitter and the little sparkles in it.
Yeah.
You can just watch it float around.
That's the thing you hear scraping on the table right now. Stop it. It's so annoying. But anyway, we got about, I don't know, we we're gonna get launched into the unrecorded gold segment, because if this is longer than 35 minutes, there are gonna be people are like, too long, did not listen. So
yep,
we don't want to, because people like the average podcast though seriously is an hour. I feel like we could pull that off if Bogdan was here, but
and we had a little bit of a list,
probably a bit more, like if I wrote some satire pieces for news stories, because I can do that, I've done it before.
I don't know,
but yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll get to an hour sometime if Bogdan manages to not hurt himself every day and not show up. But yeah, stay tuned if you're listening live for the unrecorded gold segment where we just ramble and maybe we'll prank call some people. We're not going to do that, but we're going to actually
like
call
Haji?
People. Haji? Oh, jeez. I don't even know if he's in cell service right now, but it could happen. I don't even know. What's the... Gosh, so weird. But anyway...
that was freaking awesome.
Yeah, we're just gonna...
Haji, we love you.
Yeah, we're just gonna cut this off here. Stay tuned for Unrecorded Gold, if you dare. And, yeah, we'll keep the lines open. 740-377-TGIF. Have a fantastic weekend.
Because I will.
Yep.
Probably.
Whatever that means. What do you mean?
Well, I just mean, like, I look forward to the weekends now, so, like...
Well, yeah, definitely.
I'm going to do something fun.
Because of this?
Yeah.
Halfways? Okay, yeah, okay, that was a sideways look. I'm going to talk to you about that.
Later.
Bye.
Bye. Sometimes having more is really less. Take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues. So don't worry, just push on through. Keeping it real. Gotta big up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle. Keeping it real. To all my homies working on the 9-to-5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble. Keeping it real. Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow. Keeping it real. If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. I never got to have myself the house, the mansion, and the Benz. I'm not the kind of brother who...